If ChildSafe operated completely on heart and soul, this organization would not be in trouble. But it's money that keeps this nonprofit alive.
If we have to cut our budget, that means we have to serve less children, and we're already not serving enough children.
CEO Kim Abernathy says severe cuts at the state level may yank 57% of its funding to the center that specializes in child neglect, physical and sexual abuse. It's just not good, she says, when statistics in Bexar County show 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they're 18 years old.
I just remember abuse and starvation and sexual abuse and watching my little brother tortured.
Mel Anderson is a local attorney who suffered at the hands of abusive parents. She broke the cycle of abuse and now has children of her own.
They just laugh and play in a way that I never knew how to.
She joined the ChildSafe Board of Directors because she wants to reach out to those who may not be as fortunate as she was. Private support from people, corporate support from businesses, and volunteers like Anderson could help ChildSafe reach even more little ones. Anderson says although her childhood was robbed, she wants something to show for it.
My goal is to be 80 years old and think finally that those first 18 years, that the heinous abuse was worth the healing that happened to other children for it. I want it to be worth it.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.